Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. You're in the right place to be. This is Vibrate and Elevate. This is the one and only Miss Latoya Bird, also known as Miss Controversy and Miss Butterfly Bird. I'm in the building on our finale show. And, of course, there's so much energy going on right now. We kind of like shutting down Blog Talk Radio. So my apologies for our technical difficulties. But for the month of June, we've been celebrating fathers, finances, and freedom. Since we had Juneteenth, and it's a lot going on in the month of June, and we wanted to highlight the fathers and give them their proper respect and support. I think that's really important that any community we provide support not only to, you know, the mothers and the single mothers, but to the whole entire family unit. So I felt that my due diligence, you understand, to approach and address the men in our community. And we all know that finances are a touchy topic, sometimes a taboo topic when we're dealing with fathers. And no worries, no worries, because I have a financial expert who's going to be joining me on the line tonight, Mr. Joe Webb, a financial expert for over 20 years, who has been helping our community and specifically, you know, also helping our men and do what they need to do in this financial game, if you will. And we understand that we're in the game. It's Monopoly, and it's all about, you know, who's parking on your street and how you can move these pieces around. So tonight we're going to share with you some dope things that can really put you in alignment with being financially free and offer you some freedom and really set your family up. All right. So without any further ado, I had to bring back our special guest for tonight for a second time, because last week just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough time to soak up all the jewels that he was dropping. And it was interesting that last week we were talking about what was the first step for men to get, you know, financial freedom and to get family freedom. And we came up with, Joe provided us that spending time with the family is what's the first step. You know, a lot of times we measure our fathers by what they can contribute financially versus what they can contribute in building a legacy and building bonds within the family. So I'm going to have him come on in just a moment. Our technical difficulties are showing out tonight, but I'm going to see if I can get him on the line. While I'm working on that, listen, I want to give a shout-out to barbiesonly.bigcartel.com. I'm on site right now supporting one of our sponsors who are just in full support of Blog Talk, Vibrate and Elevate. So I'm really excited to be here promoting Barbies Only at their first private viewing party, karaoke, and it's on and popping up in here. Let me see if I can finally open up some lines. Mr.
Yes,
Joe
hello.
Webb, are you with us?
Yes,
thank
I am.
You for
yes.
tuning in. How are
oh,
you?
My pleasure. I'm doing well, doing well. I actually was in West Palm Beach at a couple's retreat, so feeling
okay.
good, feeling good right now.
Yeah. Perfect timing for you know, to celebrate the fathers and the family unit and family freedom. So I want to thank you, first of all, for being available and coming on the show last week. You really rocked the scene for me, because you put me on to something that was more important than superseded finances, financial finances, right? And you told me that spending time with the family is what the father needs to do first. And so now that we got that under our belt, what do we need to do next?
Well, you know, from that, the man himself, the dad himself, I asked for, because it actually takes this to even initiate the spending time, and that's the humility of and knowing your value, humbling yourself and realizing that time is valuable, but also humbling yourself and gaining knowledge, gaining wisdom, gaining understanding, and seeking counsel in the areas of finance. You know, this world has a way of taking us on with our pride and our egos, and with that we tend to go down the wrong path. Society knows what we do. Society knows our statistics. Society knows our habits, and we have to make a change from that norm. And I like to say, putting together your 101, that 101 financial plan, a basic plan 101, simply knowing where you are. And a starter kit. We just start with a starter kit. And with that, the idea of saving takes place. And then, of course, from that, you have to actually do it. So we need to save.
Right.
We need to start saving some things. Yes. So the idea is that you have to actually do it. So look, and you start that based on, you know, what are my monthly expenses? You know, what am I doing month to month? And for those that are on the line, you've given out the information. I could send you a budget form, aka monthly spending plan. Call it what you like, but you know we want to know where our month to month is, and with that, we start saving based on that, and we start building. So our first goal is to save that first month, the first month of expenses, whether it's whatever it is, and wherever you are. $10 a month is $10 more next month. $5 a month is $5 more next month. But until we start planting that initial seed, nothing else that I'm going to see after this wouldn't even matter.
Okay, so if you're out there and you're listening, you may say, okay, I've heard of this. You know, I've been told this before, but the fact of the matter is you need to get your pen and paper, write it down, start first, budget, figure out what you can save, and then actually do it. You understand me? If you can put the same energy into buying food, right, and we understand that that's important for life, so is, you know, having your financial house in order. And for those of you that didn't listen in last week, I attended a workshop where Mr. Joe Webb was actually conducting, you know, getting your financial house in order, and that's why I reached out to him. And also shout out to the Henderson Financial Group for even hosting that huge event up at the Betty T. Ferguson Center for the month of April. So, fellas, put down the Jordan, put down the gold chain and whatever else. I'm just throwing that out there to be real with you guys, that sometimes it's time to conserve and really prioritize.
Yeah, consumerism is running rampant in our communities. We spend $1.2 trillion in this in society, in the system. So I always challenge when those say they don't have, I always challenge. If you don't have a job, then that's something that we need to work on, whether it's something entrepreneurial, but you can do something. But what today's thing is about looking at where we are. So needs and wants, you couldn't say it better, needs and wants is another challenge. And when you break down that monthly spending plan, it'll actually talk to you. It will let you know, I just because they said it was time for me to buy it or they said it was on sale, now is not my time to purchase that item because there is a cost to doing that. It's going to affect another area of your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Your ultimate plan in sustainability and taking care of yourself is got to outweigh the Jordans, the bonds, the rims, and all the things that consume our money and lose value over time.
Right.
So we got to
lose value instantly.
Yes, instantly.
Right,
you forget over time, instantly. Yes.
instantly. As soon as our dollars only circulate about 6 hours, according to statistics within
hours.
The black community. Right?
Yes.
And on that note, we're not even buying things of true value. You know, this trillions of dollars that we spend is on, like, cookies, candies, lipsticks, and bullshit. You understand? And that's just unacceptable.
Bling, bling. Yes. Things that are making everyone else wealthy.
Right, and so you hit on something, and this is what I want to encourage the fathers to do, and maybe this is what we can use as a starting point when we do our workshop at Gould's Park. is encouraging fathers to find out their passion and their trade and use that as a basis for maybe establishing, you know, an entrepreneurial venture and really start to create and carve out a legacy. Now, even though I threw out Joann's and I threw out all these other things of you know, spending that the guys may do, but it's up to us women who support these men to get right as well. For us to not get the bag, even if it's the fake bag, like, don't get it and relax.
Yes.
And because there's things that are more important, and I think that's what the bigger issue is, Mr. Webb, is that in our communities, we don't really understand the value of things that are a priority. We really don't get it. And it shows with the way we die and not have our, you know, life insurance, death insurance in order, the way we have to set up GoFundMe, the way we don't have a will. We've just a real irresponsible group. If you look at us as a whole, there are some groups, you know, that are leading and changing, you know, the curse, if you will, and putting their house in order. And so that's what I really hope that all the listeners got out of our whole segment for this month, is that we're trying to raise your vibration so that you don't have to do what your fathers didn't do. You understand? Like, if they didn't do it, now it's time for you to make a way. And that's why we're providing these experts and other professionals and individuals who are doing things that are making a difference. So, Mr. Webb, in getting your house in order, once we do our budget, once we prioritize, now, and once we start to save, what do we do with that save?
So now, and that's great, great segue. So now we want to protect those assets. So now in protecting those assets, that's where your life insurance has come in. That's where if you are employed or something to look forward to setting up is disability income insurance, and that's exactly what it's called. It's not disability insurance. It's disability income insurance designed to replace your income if something was to happen in the meantime. Whether
Rewind. I'm sorry. Please say that. Do that one more time for me.
So now we're looking at protecting those assets. And one of the forms of protecting them is life insurance. Life insurance is one way of protecting those assets. And there we can do a whole topic on why life insurance means life. Life insurance means living benefits. So that could be a topic in itself. But disability income insurance is your ability to protect your income. And that's something that we tend to shy away with. It's not about being permanently disabled. It's about the time, if you're working, you run out of sick days, you run out of vacation days and personal days, how will you pay your bills? That's one of the number one ways that repossessions take place, houses go into foreclosure, because we're not looking to protect the in the meantime and what because things do happen. So disability income insurance is what it's called. Life insurance needs to be in place. You want to protect that child's future, protect your family's future. And that's what it's about. It's about maintaining the legacy, not having our community start from zero, which is what's happening. We all start from zero. So there's no legacy. So now we're constantly trying to play catch-up, and then we're blaming the system. See, this really gets deep. We're blaming the system because we're not putting things in place because our children have to constantly play catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
So that protection area is very, very important. And then long-term care is for the older saints, as I like to call them, older saints, because we're living longer. That is a reality. We're living longer, and because we're living longer, we're becoming the long-term care for our families. We're taking care of Big Mama and them, because there's nothing in place for that care, you know what I mean, that medical care.
And we're doing her so wrong. We're doing Big Mama so wrong. We working her, making her watch the kids, cook collard greens, do everything, and we're not even doing the due diligence in protecting her and making sure she has the, you know, appropriate care, you know, health wise, and just mind, body, and soul. And I think that's also an issue in our community, that we're not approaching our lifestyle, one, on a military note, like what you just said about protection.
Yeah.
We don't look at it like we're fending. Like, we're here to stay. We look like we just here for today. And then
exactly.
on another note, we don't approach anything, we don't approach it enough from a holistic point of view, from a mind, body, and soul point of view, and we'll just say, oh, Jesus will do it if he didn't do it. No, wait a minute. What about you? What about you?
Oh, I can go somewhere with that one now. I can go somewhere with that. See,
you
that's one of our other problems. Now, that's you
right?
better have, you, we better park that. Just remember that topic. Remember that topic.
Okay,
you got,
okay,
that, that's
okay.
The topic.
Amen for the role, right? Amen for the role.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry,
exactly.
I had to chime in on that one because you're saying things that are so relevant, and I hope our listeners are chiming in. And after your statement, I'm going to open up the line. We have a caller calling in.
Okay. You want me to keep? You want to wait for the caller? You want me to?
No, I want you to go ahead, and then I'm going to bring the caller.
Okay,
on.
Good. Yeah. So this next step will actually sum it up. This is your basic plan 101. We talked about putting together a monthly saving strategy, focusing and looking to get to eventually 3 to 6 months of cash reserves based on your monthly spending. And that's paying attention to those needs and those wants and parking some of those wants so that your needs are taken care of. And guess what? Your family needs you. So that's primary.
Mm-hmm.
So now we go into protecting those assets. Protecting those assets consists of life insurance. Life insurance means life. From another topic we can talk about. Disability income insurance needs to be put in place, long-term care, but also a will is a part of protection. A will must be in place. Florida statute calls for a will. You must do a will. If you don't do a will, that's why you see probate. Probate is the process of validating a will. That's the definition. Probate is the process of validating a will. So in the state of Florida, because I can't count for all states, a will must be done. And when you don't do one, the state does one for you. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. So the last part, we work in cash reserves. We have our protection. Last part is retirement and or transition, whichever words you like to use. You still need to put something in place that's going to take care of you for the rest of your life. So saving strategy, starting off with something will get you somewhere. So you must start off with something. So wherever you can start there, in building over time, because eventually you're going to sit down or take a rest or look to do something that you would like to do, because that's all retirement is options. It's not about sitting down and looking, sitting in front of the television, flicking that remote. That's not retirement. Retirement is the options to do what it is you really have a passion and want to do, because now you're doing what you have to do, and that's okay. Doing what you have to do is okay. So that retirement piece, a lot of our millennials don't like to hear that word. So call it transition. You got to pick a word. You're not going to live forever. So we pick a word.
Yeah, and
it's going to allow
and
us
that's
to
when you really need
on.
To turn up. That's
yes.
when you really need to start having fun and you know, just doing all the things that you didn't get a chance to because you were busy,
exactly.
you know, grinding and building, so to speak.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Webb. Like, I'm over here on site at the event. I don't have my notes, and I'm like, man, I need my pen and my paper in my hand so I can write some things down, because I want to encourage the young men that are listening to be creative on how you come up with money. We all know about the dope game. We all know about the negative things and where they can lead you. But get creative. If you see a car for sale and it's two or three of you trying to do something and come up, get the car, flip it, do it again. Let's be
yes.
basic about it. Let's be basic
And let's create some businesses in our communities. I mean, we know about
yes.
that business. But let's bring
right.
that to our community, support one another, And we can come out of this.
That's
we
right.
Can come out
That's
of this.
Right. If we can, if Little Italy, if Little China, and all these places
yes.
are so prosperous, it's because they count on the community to feed into the business.
Yes.
If you don't have the community, there's no need to have the business. That's why people say, oh, Spanish people can do this, Spanish people can do that. Well, they stay together. Okay. Shout
That's
out
right.
to the Cubans. Listen, I have
don't
callers.
Hate them.
Don't
yeah.
hate them, but you just watch them and learn from them, and that's what you can do, especially if you're in South Florida, and you can see how you can get, you know, start from nothing, but they start together with nothing. You know, I'm not gonna be naive to believe that we have equal rights. I understand they get things handed to them for being an immigrant. There's different privileges that immigrants have over black people. It's just facts. But the thing is,
that's another topic in itself too. Now one of the things that we ought to do is in the Goose community. I'm kind of segueing a little bit. Is we need to show the movie Black Friday at that park. That's what we have to do. Because when you see that, you'll see some of the things we talk about will come up.
We are so on the same page. Listen, let me open up this line. If Blog Talk is going to be nice to me, I really appreciate you sharing that, Mr. Webb. We already on the same page. I got some jewels up my sleeves for you on that note. But last four digits, 5720. Caller, thank you for calling in. How are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Is this Mr. Katova?
Yes, it is.
Listen, shout out to Mr. Katova, one of our supporters. This is my family member. And thank you for tuning in like all month and really representing and providing that additional male energy like you did last week. Also, shout out to Alan and shout out to Brother Shabazz and Anthony, I don't want to get his last name wrong, but Anthony was our first father on the show. So shouts out to all the fathers representing this month and supporting Vibrate and Elevate. And Katova, man, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
I'm listening to the whole topic and everything is very, very mind fulfilling. I just want to ask one question and one question only. In the communities that we have, how do we teach the topic of eye glutton, when you see things and you glut for it with your eyes, so you go out and you purchase it just because she has it or he has it, so it makes it a financial confrontation between the youth because you have one person buying Jordans and the other person buying Jordans and you're right, all our monies are being directed other places, but you have these television shows and rap videos that's promoting this financial, distribution making the money. Yeah, the consumerism. You know, how do you control the eye gluttony? You know, because people buy it first with their eyes.
Joe, you want to go with that first?
Oh, yeah, sure, yes. So let me give you me. Okay. Let me give you a classic. Okay, so now me, I was cars and rims, but that's not the example I'm going to give you, but I'm going to give you my revelational moment. This is actually 20, 30 years ago, just so you know. Being stationed in the Air Force, had the opportunity to go to Korea. Back in the 90s, actually 80s, Guess jeans were in back then. Late, I'm dating myself, but that's okay. Late 80s, early 90s, Guess jeans were in. I'll never forget this. I bought a pair at Macy's. I bought a pair back then. And then I was in the Air Force, active duty, and stationed in Korea. So I went to Korea, and in Korea, if you look it up, they can make anything. They don't have any copyright laws there. They can make anything. So I went to Korea, and they had these nice sparkling blue Guess jeans on the rack. And I said, Odyssey, that's just for good man. Odyssey, how much are those jeans? Those jeans were $18. I paid almost $80 for mine. So I'm like, this is crazy. So it got even crazier. He ran out of jeans of my size. You know what he did? He pulled out a pair of blue jeans, put them on his sewing machine, pulled out a triangle, and sewed it on my jeans. you feeling what I felt?
Yeah.
I said, this is, and then you know what else he did? I wish I would have kept something because I love this show. He gave me a couple of the triangles. What he showed me, and I never to this day, if you see me with a pair of designers, they're off a rack, they're off a, they're like last year's design. You know what I mean? I'll never pay full price again. But here's what that showed me. It showed me that they didn't value that. We value it.
Mm-hmm.
Since our value system was based on jeans, those triangles meant nothing to him. Mm-hmm. They meant nothing to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go with our Exactly. So part of that is a psyche thing. And so for me, I'm a numbers guy, so for me that they hit me that way. But I'm going to give you another angle to look at this. Our self-esteem is what we need to work on. Our love for ourselves is what we need to work on. We can't identify ourselves by other people's making millions of dollars. Cause that's what's happening here. But I'm going to tell you, I was set back when I watched him pull that triangle out and sewed on those jeans. That messed me up.
I can feel you, Mr. Webb, because in actuality, that's all they do in the designer factories. They create something, make it, and then serve it to you. And then we get so emotionally attached to it.
Yeah, so one more example, the Beats. The Beats. And one more example, I'll let your relative chime in. The Beats cost less than $15 to make. Radio people out there, less than $15 to make, but we're paying $300 and $400 for them. So I think once we let people know the value, and really, and then we can get to the emotional part of that. But realize you're paying. It only costs $15 to make those things. We're willing to pay that because we value them that much. So it's just a matter of shifting the value system and really loving on our people and showing them that way, because I'm not a person that, don't do this, don't do that, but when I show you and enlighten you, I think once we know better, and that's what I've seen in my years of experience, we do better. Once we know better, we do better.
And I hope that is definitely going to be the case with the listeners and supporters of our show. Mr. Webb, you want to spend time with your family so that you can lay the foundation, so that you can let them know when they see things on TV what it really is. You want to start to analyze your spending. You want to prioritize what's important. You want to save. And then once you save, you want to protect that savings and allow it to grow. And you definitely want to get in contact with ProfitPlannersMG.com. That's Mr. Joe Webb's website. And definitely, if you want to connect with us, because we will be doing something in the community to support our fathers at Goose Park, please get in contact with me, vibrateandelevate.com. Listen, this has been a phenomenal month focusing on finances, fathers, and freedom. You understand me? So I want to thank everyone for their support, for sharing the post on Facebook and just chiming in. I really appreciate that. And if you guys want to hear a certain topic or be a part of our show, just go to vibrateandelevate.com, because we're all about raising your frequency. We're going to give you 30 days worth of, elevated vibration. You understand me? So I want to thank you. And for those of you that are looking for help to make a transformation in your life, go to elevatedtransformations.com. I'm a holistic life coach, and I help people identify the tools necessary to transition from A to B. You understand me? Peace and blessings. Thank you, Mr. Webb. Thank you, Katola. Thank you, listeners out there in Cyberland. And the transfer of wealth is happening now. You understand me? Do some research, people. Stay connected. Save your money, grow your money. Shout out to BarbiesOnly.com, Big Cartel. I'm sorry, BarbiesOnlyBigCartel.com. Shout out to them. And thank you so much. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace, peace. All right.
Hey. We don't need your money. We don't need that car. We don't need what's on the screen. It's only for the stars. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to stop on this. I'm feeling myself. Listen, I'm about to go save some money. I'm about to go grow some money. This is LaToya Byrd on Vibrate Elevate. You guys, I'm out.